Yeah, yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders. Today is April the 23rd. I needed to double check in case I said the wrong number, because that would have just been the cherry.
That would have just been the cherry.
Bro, you take over. You do it.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Remember, you can go over to patreon.com/JesseCox. I learned that from Krendor. I learned that one from the boss.
No! Ridiculous. Today's show is going to be a little bit short. We're doing it on a Thursday. Any of you who are listening in podcast format, we're doing this a day early because Jesse's going to FanFest.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be gone tomorrow. At this time tomorrow, I'll be in a line with a bunch of nerds waiting to get nerdy is what will happen. And you'll all be like, but what kind of nerdy? I mean, look, I'm literally going to a thing to see a new trailer. That's really it. Let's not pretend.
And to go to a Lalafell meetup, correct? Or
is that happening?
Don't you do that? Isn't that a thing you do?
I should do that. Did you just make up a thing? Did you just sign me up for a thing that doesn't exist?
Am I crazy? Haven't you talked about going to Lalafell meetups?
No, I never. No, not what? Once. I never.
No,
I've never said
don't
that.
Don't do this to me.
I've never said. Don't. No, one time there was a World Lalafell Day a year ago that I went to in game, but I've never. Not once has that been a thing. I genuinely believe you're making this.
Did I have a weird dream where we went to a convention and you were like, Dodger, I have to go to the Lalafell meetup?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
You should do a Lalafell meetup. That's what the dream was for. I was supposed to give this idea to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, there will be meetups, but it'll mostly be, I'll be at this place. If you want to come there, great. But other than that, sure. This is my vacation. I'm driving down today, and on the way, I'm going to the Anaheim Jollibee to go see, because they made it look like a Final Fantasy thing, and there's a bunch of, it's very cute. It's weird, because Alpha, the little baby chocobo, is holding a piece of chicken, and I have concerns.
I don't like that.
And I'm worried that they didn't tell that little bird what was in that chicken. They just assumed it was him.
If chocobos are modeled after chickens, chickens don't care if they eat other chickens.
That's dark. Why do you know this information?
Because I own chickens. Maybe chocobos are the same.
Maybe
Alpha would eat a chocobo given the opportunity.
They only eat greens. True.
You're right. Or are they? What's the term for there's nothing else to eat, so I might as well eat meat?
What?
Deer, right? Deer will eat meat if they can't find anything else. What is the term for that?
I mean, I only know omnivore. I don't know what that's like. It'll do a vore.
It's something opportunistic omnivore, opportunistic carnivore, carnivore.
Opportunistic omnivore.
If they don't have anything else and they have the opportunity to eat meat, they will. They don't
that's
prefer
like,
it.
I'm like reverse that. Like, I'll eat meat, but if there's no meat, I'll eat whatever. Yeah, I'm like the reverse of that.
Sam would say the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to that thing and I'm going to get the, there's a meal. And then when you buy the meal, you get a thing for in-game that lets you eat chicken in-game. And here's what I'll say. This is why I play Lalafell. For everyone, I honestly want to say right here, I want to stand on this.
Yeah, stand on it.
There are a lot of people, there are a lot of people out there who are like, Lalafell, why would you play that? Ugh, what are you, some kind of weirdo? You're the weirdo for thinking there's something weird about enjoying yourself. First off, the chicken emote, it's a bucket of chicken, and your character eats the chicken, and it's hilarious. I think it's the exact same emote they had at the Japanese KFC thing, except now they're doing... But it's like a bucket of chicken. You sit there and eat the chicken. Every other race is like, chicken, delicious. Lalafells, they eat that shit. They go, oh, they like freak out. They look like they're going to piss themselves. It's so good. That's why you play a Lalafell. It's unnecessary. Why they got to do that? I don't know, but it's hilarious. They look so happy they're eating chicken. And that's how I feel every day when I eat chicken. I'm a little happy. I might piss myself. Yeah, that's it. And I don't understand the problem.
Before we actually started recording this, before we went live, if you will, you were talking about a mount.
Oh, yeah, they did the last Friday was the like developer thing they do every so often with Final Fantasy 14. And they, you know, Yoshi P comes on and he's with like the team and they all show you new stuff and they go through what's coming up in the next patch or whatever. And at the end, like usual, they show off some of the new mounts and some of the new pets and some of the new whatever. Which, by the way, not my favorite part. My favorite part of those live streams is at the very, very end, they do literal shameless plugging every time. This time, of course, it was the Jollibee thing. But, like, that's when they did the Mountain Dew stuff in the past. It's so shameless. And honestly, I'm here for it. It's my favorite part because they're just like, here's some weird stuff you can do that's Final Fantasy related. And I'm like, yeah, nice. But, yeah, there's a new mount. It literally is a duck-billed platypus man, and you can stand on his back. And I want it so badly. And then chat told me it's from this place in the game that's very grindy, and I most certainly don't want to do it, but I guess I'm going to have to, because I want to ride a little duck-billed platypus, man.
Understandably.
Yeah. So, yeah, but...
Little JC deserves it. He deserves to have that.
I mean, agreed. I deserve to stand on the shoulders of all others. But, yeah, then there's a cafe in... Anaheim, you know, Anaheim's weird because it's basically Disney.
Yeah.
It's like basically Disney and then convention centers and then everyone who works at Disney in the convention centers. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a very weird place. But also in that space is, I guess, a lot of the people that worked at Disney or work, I guess maybe you can't work there, but people at Disney have opened up themed bars. And so in Anaheim, along with there being Disney and Downtown Disney and all that stuff, there are various themed bars. Like there's like a Tiki Room bar. There's a Harry Potter bar. There's all sorts of different like bars. Well, one of them is called like Cafe Requiem. And it is a very fantasy, almost Final Fantasy, but not really themed.
Okay.
Like, you know, and so for this weekend and I think the next couple days after, they're doing a Final Fantasy 14 themed thing. And so we're going to try and like snooch into that at some point. Yeah, I'm just going to like go vacay, be stupid. But literally, I just want to go and be like, show me that new trailer. What's going on? Where's the expansion? Let's go. It's the same thing as BlizzCon. It's the reason you go to see all the new stuff. And they'll be like, oh, new things with zero context. They'll explain like, this much. And then we'll be like, desnudo! And everyone will be excited and we'll be talking about it all weekend. And then, yeah, that's really what it is. Same vibe.
Yeah.
In fact, same convention center as BlizzCon. So, hilariously so. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a treat. But that's what I'm doing this weekend.
Can I ask you, is the thing behind you the weird Pragmata box?
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Have you played Pragmata?
I have not. Have you?
Yes, it's so good. It is. Yes. There are some weird sections of the internet who are saying that the game is basically like propaganda to get people to have kids.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I'm kind of falling for it.
What do you mean? What is this game about?
So, on the surface, like above board story, Pragmata is the story of this guy, Hugh, who, shout out to David Menken, just an amazing actor, always has been. Hugh is this guy who is with his like three other buds. Shout out to the three like guys from the beginning. You're like, that guy's dead. That guy's dead. Like, you just know. You're like, oh, they dead. But okay. You go to this moon space station that is run by like the Delphi Corporation. And basically on the moon, they discovered, Doctor, you played Final Fantasy 14 and Walker. You know how the Lopperits 3D print shit on the moon?
Oh, yeah.
That is literally what's happening.
Okay.
It took me all of my willpower not to be like, that's Lopperits. Nope, seen that before. I know what that is. Because they're literally, machines are 3D printing structures. And there's like underground facilities that are 3D printing stuff. Like one level literally is a recreation of New York. They're making the things the Lopperits are doing in Final Fantasy 14 for us to make us forget. Like it is dead on the exact same thing.
Right.
So you play as Hugh and basically on the moon base, the humans there would use these 3D printed robots to sort of do the manual labor. Anyway, something crazy happens when he gets there. He is trapped deep below, and when he wakes up, a little girl is there who's like, yo, get up, man. And he's like, what the hell? Who brought a kid here? She's not a little kid. She's, in fact, an android.
Yeah, she's like a robot, right?
Yes, and the mystery, of course, is why is there an android robot child here? Mm. And the thing is that while she is an android, she literally acts like a child. Mm-hmm. She is a child to the core. It is supremely cute because it's very clear that the Pragmata team just hung out with kids for a while because the things they do, like the things that Diana does that's so funny is like there's one, so one of the things you can do is collect these memories, and what happens is in your hub that you have, it is very, I don't want to say souls like but they took a lot from it, where you have a hub, and then as you go out into the different areas, you can find things that take you back to the hub, but then if you go back to the area, everything respawns, like that kind of mechanic.
Yeah.
And so in the hub area, you can unlock little vignettes or secrets and things for Diana to play with. And the very first one, so it's not that big of a spoiler, is a globe. Like, it's like some kid's room, but it's like a globe. And she's like, I wonder where Hugh's from. And she goes over and looks at the Earth. And then she starts doing that thing where kids like spin it wildly. It's so cute. But the interactions between the two of them, everyone in chat saying it's Dad Space. It literally is. It is a game where in one moment, giant robots with the faces of babies are chasing you. And in the next moment, you are like having the most wholesome moment ever with this child. And it's the cutest thing in the world. And it almost makes me wish that I cared enough about children.
There's like a tiny part of you that's like, maybe I'd be an all right dad.
In this video game, yes.
In this video game, yeah.
Yeah, in real life, like, I will say, perfect child. She has very little needs. She's like, what is that? All she is curious.
Right.
There's nothing else going on. She's just curious about the world and learning things, which part of me is like, what's that mean? Where's this leading to? Why are you so curious? Because
she's probably again, my, like, major to learn stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, if I'm going to build an AI and I want it to be protected, I make it a child. Mm-hmm. And then people take care of it and it learns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's why I'm like, I'm waiting for a turn. And I'm like, but it's like she's like the perfect kid. And so Hugh is trying to mechanically, Hugh can shoot things. Hugh can dodge things. Hugh can lift stuff and do things. But 90% of the stuff requires some form of hacking. Hugh can't hack, but Diana can.
Diana can.
So there's a lot of times where you're doing, Diana's on your back and she's hacking stuff. and a guy, like a monster's coming at you, right? Like a giant walking kind of like robo skeleton thing is walking at you. She has to hack it, and she can do damage in that hack. She can disable it in that hack, all sorts of stuff. But you still have to move as Hugh. So the way the hacking works is triangle, X, square, circle, their left, right, up, down, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's what you're doing there. And you're holding the triggers. And then when the hacking's done, it goes like, boo, and then you can shoot. Now you can shoot without the hacking, but you're not going to do any damage really. Mm. And once you kind of grok what that is, shout out to Elon for stealing the word grok. Once you kind of grok what that is, you pick up on it real quickly. And when I played the demo, I was like, this is going to be too hard. My brain's not going to figure this out. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Playing it, I like got to the first boss, stomped that dude. I got to the next area. I was feeling it. Like, I'll take a few hits every once in a while, but like, I'm like seeing, I was going to play on casual. I'm playing on normal and I feel like I'm like a king.
Nice.
I'm like, I know, I got this. I got this. It is genuinely a great, like, it's a great game. I was not expecting it to be like, I was like, all right, it'll be all right. But it's like great. Like it is a phenomenal game. Yeah.
I'll have to play it.
Yeah, and they do like some really fun stuff where, like I mentioned, there's New York. You go into this one like prefab area, and you're like, why the hell is there a taxi cab on the moon? That doesn't make any sense. And then the next area is this giant recreation of New York, and you're like, oh, okay.
Makes sense now.
I understand what we're doing. And I like that kind of stuff. I like that they tease you with something that seems way out of place, and then you get to a thing. Because they say, like, oh, yeah, in the facilities we have here on the moon, we're testing all sorts of stuff with this prefab, like, moon. I think it's called, like, Luminite or whatever, this, like, moon substance. And they're like, yeah, we're building planes. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, you could build anything with this. And so, yeah, I'm expecting some crazy set pieces as time goes on.
I feel like Metroidvanias have gotten really good with that because Metroidvanias are so much about exploration. Mm-hmm. And Hollow Knight does it really well. This, like, you'll be in an area and then suddenly you'll see something really weird and be like, why is that there? And later you'll have explored enough that you reach an area that's right next to that you couldn't access. And it's literally whatever this thing was, it's that on the other side of like a wall or something.
I love those teases. Me too. I love when games consider that and it gets your mind thinking like, wait a minute, why? And then you have that additional information and it increase. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fascinating. I absolutely love it. I will say so far, the gameplay loop appears to be enter a new area. Something happens. You get blocked off. Go find the things to hack to open the passage.
Mm.
Right? And so, like, in the first area, it was, you need to find these four things. The next area, it's like, you need to find these six things. And so I'm like, okay, all right. I seem to understand what we need to do.
Right.
But I think what's fun is once you, because, like, there are these little containers that the robots will come out of. And if you have done it once, and then you go back, and you heal up, or you unlock new stuff, and upgrade, or whatever, and you go back to the area, you're like, I know what comes out of there. So you can like be pre-prepared. You have a little like Dark Souls brain clicks on. And you're like, that guy's going to be around the corner. All right, let's go. Okay.
It's like when you're watching a scary movie and the tilt of the camera is just right where you're like, a face is going to show up in that goddamn mirror over there.
Yes. It's every time they're like washing their face and then they look up. Yes. That same vibe. You're just like, all right, I know what this is. I see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
But like, even though the game has some, oh, what's that moments? And again, like I said, I don't know how to describe them other than giant robots with big baby faces. Like, I don't know how to describe them otherwise. Like, and they're like these giant messed up guys. With that said, it is one of the most wholesome games I've played in a long time. It is, I genuinely think you would love it. Like, it's not scary, but, you know, it's like, I gotta hack, and this giant thing's lumbering towards me, and I gotta hack it quick, but if I don't hack it quick, I'm gonna get smashed. Like, that's the stressor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you wind up playing any more of That new Cthulhu game, the like Cthulhu detective game.
It's on my desktop. Honest to God, on my desktop right now, I've replaced Mouse PI, Pragmata, Cthulhu, the Cosmic Abyss. I literally was going to play them, and then this week happened. So
yeah.
I ended up in a whole thing this week. So yeah.
I haven't played more of it yet either, but I was curious if I was actually talking with chat about this, about you playing this game specifically, because for anybody who didn't hear us talk about it before, we both played the demo, and it's a Lovecraftian Cthulhu setting. But you are playing as a guy who is attached to an AI, and you're at a certain point in the demo, like early on in the game, you go underwater and you're exploring a facility. And their pitch for this game was, yes, we're using the setting and it is going to be atmospheric and creepy, but it's not going to be a jump scare, run away from stuff game. It's a detective game.
Yeah.
And I was curious if you liked the demo enough to deal with the deep sea bullshit in that game.
Well, so I didn't know going into the demo that it wasn't like a jump scary game. Mm. So I was underwater expecting all sorts of terrible stuff to happen.
Right.
It really doesn't. But it hints that it could, which got me on edge. Like, you're underwater, you're in those damn tunnels, and there's like claw marks and stuff. And I'm like, but what it also does is it plays with the fact that like, you don't know what's real. Mm-hmm. So when there is kind of a scare at the end of the demo, I was like, well, I don't even know if that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So it like didn't necessarily affect me in any sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
But the underwater bits, I was like, nope, I don't like this. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Nope, don't like this. But with that said, all the stuff when you're in the home, the mm-hmm. stuff when you're in the weird void thing, that it's slapped. Cool. That was cool. I loved every bit of that. So It is definitely on my list of something I want to play badly, because I imagine that it's, you know, going to continue being just the investigation thing and probably won't be entirely set underwater simply because they've already shown us multiple settings. So if it was all underwater, why show us other things? You know what I mean? That,
yeah.
Like in a demo, if it's all underwater, keep it all underwater for the demo so people understand. And this,
right.
We go to three different places in the demo. So I'm thinking, okay, it's got to be multiple locations.
Yeah. I'm wondering
if
there's
wrong, but
going to be, because you're going down there to investigate like a specific situation. And I'm wondering if there's a point in the game where you're like, well, I think I figured it out. I'm going to go back now. And you wind up like taking something with you or, you know, that sort of shit. So,
yeah. I mean, it's an underwater facility, but like it's probably one set piece because being there in the demo didn't seem that big. But also, everyone was like, we have to go find this thing. So I'm like, okay, so there's some place.
I think it's going to go deeper, probably.
Yeah, probably like a weird temple thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get down there, and there's going to be like some goopy guy, and you're going to be like, what is this? And it's going to be like, blah, 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 blah. You know, and you're like, whoa,
goopy guy.
My mind is warped.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Cthulhu bullshit. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I was just
an uncaring universe. Whoa. Yeah.
I was curious if you plan on playing more of it because
I do. I literally is sitting here on my desktop. I'm looking at it right now. I downloaded these four games and I'm like, I got to play these. And I was going to play them this week. And then I got scammed. So that was a thing that happened.
You got scammed.
Have you not seen the legend of my cosplay?
No.
People are making videos about it, which I'm very flattered that people care that much.
I'm not on social media or anything, so I don't see
anything. That's why I like you. You stay away from the world.
Tell me. I'm fresh ears. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Months and months and months ago, first off, for clarity, for people who are unaware, the last patch in Final Fantasy XIV featured a character who we beat so badly, he went into hiding as a plushie.
Okay.
I think you know who I'm talking about. Like, we beat him. We beat his ass so badly, he's like, oh, and he became a plushie. And so it was very funny that the two characters, the two villains this time around, is a plushie and then a girl who looks exactly like the streamer It's Twiggy. And we were laughing our asses. I was like, this is so funny. We have to go. Like, you have to go dressed as her for FanFest, and I will dress up as the plushie.
Right.
So I reached out. We live in LA. Right? I was like, this will be so funny. I reached out to some pretty big like cosplay people here in LA. We know many.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I want to get like a Disney style costume made. Like, you know, like a mascot costume, which is what this would be.
Yeah.
And like, what's the deal there? And everyone was like, okay. So based on the description, like if you want it Disney style, that's like 20 grand, man. I was like, what? I was like, all right, hold up. I don't know that I was like, okay, let me reestablish this. This isn't a thing I want to keep forever. This is a thing I want to wear to exactly one con one time.
Right.
That's it.
It doesn't need to stay alive. It just has to.
Yeah, this isn't one of those things that, like, it's not an everyday Disney use where, like,
you just need it to crawl through the finish line for one day.
Yeah. I'm going to wear it one time and it will probably fall apart. After that, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, like, what's that going to cost me? And everyone was like, oh, what would be this, this, or this? And I was like, okay. But all of them, literally all of them were like, you know what actually would be better? Just go find a fursuit maker.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. They're like, because they have the experience with stuff like this. They can help you. They probably understand. I was like, all right, great. So then I don't know fursuit makers at all. So I was like, internet, help me. And a ton of people reached out. All these people were talking to me. But eventually, I had like 3-4 people be like, go to this person. This person knows what's up. They're great. And I'm like, all right. So I reach out to them and like, I would love to help you. I think that would be amazing. I can do this. Great. I was like, all right, cool. Thank you so much. And they're like, pay me a third up front, a third when it's finished for shipping and stuff, and then a third after it's done. I was like, this is great. Thank you so much. Now, mind you, at the same time all this is going on, Twiggy is doing the exact same thing for her costume, which she's trying to, like, and it's just a normal cosplay. But she's like, I don't know how to reach out. So found a person, did the whole thing. Same vibe, just like recommendations pointing you in a direction, right? Because I saw a lot of people online were like, you don't even know this person? I'm like, that's how 90% of this works, y'all.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. So I was talked to them about the outfit, gave them more screenshots than I think anyone ever gave. I was like, here's this angle and this angle and this angle and this angle. Because I was like, I want to make it as easy on you as possible to nail this.
Yeah.
So then they sent me back some like mock-ups. This is back in January. They sent me back mock-ups. And I was like, cool. Now, upon further investigation, everyone was like, dude, that's AI. Now, at the time, I was thinking, well, that's a computer mock-up. So like, I don't know that's going to look entirely, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't looking for AI.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, it's a mock-up. It's not a real thing yet. It's a mock-up. So everyone's like, no, dude, that's AI. I'm like, okay. So anyway, January rolls around. We're into February. And I'm like, hey, just checking in. What's going on? Like, oh, I'm working on it. I'm like, okay. All right. Any updates? No updates. We're at March now. I'm like, we are a month out. Well, technically a month and a half. Mm. I have no real images from you. And they're like, oh, yeah, we did the feet and the tail. And I'm like, okay, can I see some work in progress photos? I'm like, yeah. The feet and the hands look like, you know, any Disney character feet and hands. I'm like, oh, all right, that's pretty good. But I get a picture of the tail. The tail does not look like a squirrel tail, that's for sure. It doesn't look correct at all. And I was like, look, that's just not right. Like, it's just not, that's just not correct. That's not a correct thing. And like, oh, my bad. We will get on that. I promise you I'll fix that and I'll change it and I'll redo the whole tail. It's like, all right. Okay. And I see someone in chat asking if it's AI. They sent videos. This person sent videos of them like with it. So I don't think that was AI. But it was clearly not correct. So then I'm like, can you fix that? Like, yeah, we can fix that. Another week. Nothing. Not a damn thing. I'm like, did you fix it? What's going on? Mm-hmm. We are 5 weeks out now, and I know this takes time, so like, what's going on? Nothing. Now, I am already in. Like, there is no, I can back out.
Yeah.
We're like 5 weeks out and I already know something's wrong. Like, I feel it in my bones, something mm-hmm. is wrong, but I can't do anything because who am I going to go to who's going to complete a costume in 5 weeks like this? Like, I can't, I'm like, okay. So I'm like, just message you again. What's up? What's happening? And eventually they say, oh, hey, yeah. We're almost done with the whole costume. I'm like, what? I didn't get any work in progress. Like, oh no, we'll send you photos. I'm like, okay. 2 days roll by. I'm like, where are the photos? You haven't sent me anything. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll do it tonight. I'm like, okay. Next day, still no photos. I'm like, time is running out. You got to send me something. And they're like, okay, here you go. And they sent me the body. The body looks like, you know how the little plushy guy has like puffy arms and he has like, you know, there's like a layers and texture to it. What they sent me a photo of looks like a Kigurumi. You know what I mean? I was like,
yeah,
what? So then they send me the picture of the head. The head does not look like a squirrel. It looks like a wolf head. And what's crazy is the eyes are open. Now, you and I both know that the bad guy, he has like this, like, you know, he's got like, he's like little miffed eyes. That's what makes the costume special, is all the other mascots look happy and he looks bored to tears with existing. And so, and I was like, this face isn't right. And they're like, oh, we had to make some changes to fit your head. Also, the eyes are open because so you can see. And I'm like, Nah, that's not right. That's not. You sent me a mock-up of it looking a different way, and yeah. Now you're changing it. And they're like, well, I mean, we had, I'm like, fix it. And they're like, okay, we'll fix it. I promise, we'll fix it. 3 days goes by. Bro. I'm like, you fix anything? I was like, we're running out of time. Not last Friday, but the Friday before that, they send me a bunch of stuff. I'll give you one example. They sent me another photo of the tail. The tail had not changed one bit. Not one bit. And they were like, we made some changes to the tail. I'm like, no, you didn't. That's the exact same tail. And I was like, I literally sent them images of what they sent me and what they promised. And I was like, this does not look correct at all. And they were like, I am so sorry. I was like, dude, I don't think you understand. I've been waiting on you for 4 months. And the whole point of this is, we were going to work together to make this costume because I can't, but you were going to do it. You came highly recommended. I was out here ready to be like, I didn't even make this costume. This dude made the costume. Everyone go support them. This was the coolest thing I've ever done. Like, I was ready and you screwed this up beyond belief. I like, what is happening here? And they were like, I know that. And that's why I'm going to work all night to fix this for you. I'm so sorry. I was like, all right. 2 days go by.
No.
And I'm like, hey, what happened? And I get the longest message I've ever gotten in my entire life. And it's like, yeah, I can't get this done in time for you, but I can have it ready for you after the convention. And I was like, what? The whole point is it's for the convention. Like, we can do it after the convention. I was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever. No. And they're like, well, we can send you what we have. And then you can just like mod it yourself. I'm like, no, what do you mean? Meanwhile, I'm talking to people in LA, like, could you help me maybe if they do send this to me and like we can fix it and stuff? And everyone's like, there's just no time, dude. And I'm like, cool. So I was like, all right, this is ridiculous. Now, mind you, the entire time, everyone's saying this person's in South Carolina. As it comes out, they're somewhere in like the middle of Asia somewhere. They are running multiple. So they were running multiple social media accounts, all of them to funnel people like me to them. All those recommendations were them, either them or bots.
What?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't find this out. Internet like sleuths on the internet were the ones who were like, oh, that's why they got you, dude. They all funneled me to this person. Yeah.
Bro,
and so I was like, that
sucks.
Is,
what?
Yes. And apparently it's a problem in like the fursuit community and people like know about this. I'm just not in that world, so I didn't know. Because you and I, when we work with cosplay people, they're on the up and up. I've never had a problem.
Had an issue working with cosplayers. Yeah,
never, not once. And I feel like it's because most cosplay people, that at least in the circles in LA or whatever, if you screw someone, everyone is aware, and then you're done.
Yeah.
And so this, so I got, so anyway, sent me this huge message, like, I can't do it in time, but I can give it to you afterwards. Like, that is not what we agreed. This is some absolute BS. And after I got that message, that's when I posted online, like, what? So this person was like, yeah, so there's nothing I can do. So I posted online. After I posted, they messaged me like, you know, I was trying my hardest for you. And I messaged them. And,
bro.
Yeah, they kept trying to scam to the point where this is the message I sent them back, because I was like, no offense, but if all your efforts were to make it look nothing like I requested, then you weren't capable of doing the suit and should have told me. And this isn't even to mention the multiple Twitter accounts that you have and other very scammy signs I should have picked up on. You did me wrong. And at this point, there is no sympathy. You said you lived in the U.S. All your accounts are outside the U.S. I was like, you lied to me multiple times. I don't know what you want from me. And they responded with the most audacious. They were like, look, I swear I'm not lying. If you just pay me all the delivery charges, I'll send you the costume to prove to you that I wasn't lying. And I was like, he's still trying. Dude's still trying.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I don't want it. I was like, I'm going to try everything to get my money back from you. And he's like, I'll pay you back. I was like, no, you won't. And I reached out to the bank. The bank was like, yeah, this dude's like in Malaysia or something. So we can't really get a charge back. Sorry.
God, that sucks. Yep. I'm sorry. Yep. That's so frustrating. Oh,
to make it even more insane, 2 days later, my bank was like, someone stole your credit card number. I was like, so I just want to say, for the record, it's been a week.
Yeah.
And yeah. I will say, I am grateful that this was like for a goof and not like a thing that, because I keep thinking about the fact that there are people out there who work at like a Starbucks or work at like, you know, and they're a furry or whatever, and they want to buy a costume, and them getting ripped off is substantially more messed up than me. And like that actively, like, that's the thing they want. And to scam people like that, that's messed up. It's so messed up. And so like, this
that's
was for a goof and not like
being like, don't use this person.
Yeah. It sucks because I didn't want to like, cause the way they hit me up with one of those, like, look, my father died while making this. And I was like really messed up. And so I didn't want to post their name because I was like, if there's a 1% chance that's real, I don't want to compound their, you know, like that kind of thing. Sure. And every comment was like, name and shame. I was like, all right. So I went in line and did it. And hilariously, when I posted this person's name, they changed all their social media and changed their name, changed everything. I was like, changed all, like, not just their names, but like the @s on all their social media.
Right. Yeah.
It was and they're like, I can't believe you would call me out like that. I was trying so hard. I was like, no, you weren't. Stop. Like, yeah. End it. Stop. Like, I see you. Stop.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a lesson I learned about the world of scammers, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, man.
On the maybe plus side, is Twiggy's costume done?
Looks great. Yeah, it's done. Great. Looks great.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I was like kind of bummed because I was like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have the costume, Halmaritz costume, without the little plushie.
Mm.
But then Final Fantasy Mama in Japan mailed overnight a Calyx plushie.
Amazing.
And I was like, stop it. So the community
very cute.
Community kicks ass. Yeah,
it does.
It's great. So
yeah,
everything's lovely. And yeah, I have no stressors really, but I am a little miffed. Because again, I wouldn't have done this if this wasn't like a, you know what? I'm going to throw some cash at this goof because this will be fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a, I need this because it's what I want the most in the world. I didn't expect this thing to last. Like, I would have been drunk Friday night with his damn hat on. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It would have been destroyed. But it's, you know, it's the thing of it all where I was like, I just didn't expect. You know, I was like, everything seemed cool and on the up and up. But yeah, people were like, did you see no signs? It's like, no, I saw signs. But by then it was far too late. And I was like, cool. So yeah, that's what happened to me. I should have been playing video games. I should have been playing Cthulhu or more Pragmata. But no, I was busy losing money.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all right. Now I have to come up with a creative way to be like, all right, how do I write this off? How do I write that money off?
Oh, gosh. Well, you've got lots of video evidence that it was made for you.
It's true.
They won't know it looks wrong.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Well, I also didn't play Cthulhu, and I also didn't play Mouse PI. I did play Vampire Crawlers.
Vampire Crawlers? What is that?
Oh my gosh. So Vampire Survivors made a spinoff game called Vampire Crawlers.
I see it. And 2 days ago. Oh my God.
It's so fun.
Is it a dungeon crawling vampire game?
It is the same game. Same characters, same items, same synergies. Same places that you can go, same enemies. It's all...
But just a dungeon crawler.
But it's a first-person dungeon crawler, and it's so fun. The sound design is amazing. It's card-based, so you use cards to, like, attack things. You can have these, like, really crazy builds in your deck. It's so fun. It's really, really fun, man.
There's something so... It's like, as a dev team...
Yeah.
Vampire Survivors is like almost, I don't want to say basic, but it's like very simplistic and extremely fun. And them taking that exact same thing and just doing it card game style is hilarious because they even say they're making more stuff, which means they're going to take other genres and Vampire Survivors it. And that's crazy to me.
I was talking about it today on stream. They really do have like a clear vision. Like you couldn't make these games without a really clear like aesthetic and style that you were going for, because both games do look like old games, but with like modern quality of life stuff, you know?
It's so weird. But also they then took, because you have the first person, like you can see screenshots and stuff. They have the first person like aesthetic, but they're using the spells and abilities like you mentioned from the first game.
Yeah.
But they had to remake the way the illustrations look for this one. Mm. Which is so like I can't, honestly, I'm impressed. Like genuinely impressed with their creativity for something that is so absolutely goofy.
I did not think, especially when it was clear that it's a lot of the same from Vampire Survivors, I did not think that it was going to be as fun as it is. They made it really, really fun. They've got stuff built in there, like you still in each area can find a set number of like relics that are like permanent upgrades to how you play the game. You know, you still have, just like in Vampire Survivors, you have all of these like upgrade power-ups that you can allocate points to, and you can undo it and redo it whenever you want. You still unlock tons of different characters that all have a different like starting deck. The stuff that got added, obviously it's not a bullet heaven anymore because it's a deck battler, but they have kind of this like materia-esque system where you can find chests, and inside of the chests are modifiers to your cards. And so one of the upgrades that you can unlock is like a blacksmith, and the blacksmith allows you to add multiple upgrades to cards or like adjust how upgrades work on that card. So yeah, it gives you lots of ways to sort of mess around with how your starting deck is and the position you're in when you start the run and all of that. It's very fun.
It looks incredible. I'm like genuinely shocked that they took. It's like that period in the like late 90s, right before we started to get like the PlayStation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be mid 90s when Super Nintendo games where it was like, you like Mega Man? Well, now there's Mega Man Soccer.
Right.
And Mega Man this, and like, oh, you like Mario? It's so funny that they basically took their one smash hit and said, make it everything.
Yeah.
And that's what they used to do in games, and I absolutely love this.
Mm-hmm. Like, on one hand, way to make it really, like, easier on yourselves design-wise, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
They're like, look, I think we can just use basically the same assets, same idea, same world, and plug it into a totally different mechanic system, and it'll still be really fun. And they were right! So,
I am shocked.
It's so fun.
Like, it is.
You gotta play it.
Yeah. Adding it to the list right now. That is hilarious. Yeah. I didn't even know that existed.
Yep. Yeah, I played the demo at the last Next Fest, and I played that demo for so long. And if side note, if you did play the demo and you're like me and you played it a shit ton and you're like, oh, when's this game gonna come out? You can pick up right where you left off with the demo with all of your upgrades and power-ups and characters.
That's, man, the only thing even remotely close to that for me is I've been playing more Hora Palant.
And, oh, yeah.
It is a ton of fun, but I realized the ultimate cheat. So I'm not a big clicker player, so I don't really know mechanically how clickers work that much. So I've been learning through this game, and you know, it's one of those like you level up, oh, you reset stuff, and now you're a little bit stronger.
Right.
You level up, right. Well, I've been doing that a lot, and I finally unlocked a bunch of stuff, but then I realized that if I play, log off, then log back in, I still collect things.
Yeah, because it's
an
idler,
isn't
it?
So I have like 200 million of a thing. I'm like, all right, I'll upgrade all my gear, upgrade, and log out. I haven't streamed that since the last time I streamed, and I've logged in 3 times and upgrade. I'm like, when I stream it again, I'll be like, well, king of the castle.
Yes, the Baron
so
has
excited.
Returned.
I'm so excited. I've just been dumping points into crap. Now, you have to play in order to get meat, in order to unlock stuff. But like, upgrading your gear don't require that. So I'm going to have mega gear. By the time I go in there, I'm going to be getting like 80 trillion meat. I'm going to be a meat master. What is that? A reverse carnivore? Whatever the hell that thing was. The opportunistic carnivore? That's me, baby.
Opportunistic carnivore. Oh my God. Why can't I say that? What is happening to me? Yes.
Did you just marry Catherine Gallagher? Is that
it? Yeah.
Okay.
I still haven't played that game. I've just seen like bits and pieces of it. The Hora Palant.
It's so weird. Like it is clicker, idler, dungeon crawler, but also like escape room maze kind of thing. Like there's, oh, what's this? And how's that working? How do I get in this room? And what's behind that door? And like, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I like when I get a little bit more than what I expected from a game. And I only know about it because Octo was playing it and loved it. And I was like, yo, this looks great. And he's like, yeah, it's pretty good, dude. Apparently he smashed through that game. I am not that person. I was like, what does this do? Click, 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 click for like way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to play it's that one as well. The list grows. The list grows.
Yeah, it is a problem, but this time of year always is. It's right before Summer Game Fest, and then Summer Game Fest hits, and anything I cared about before that vanishes because we get all the trailers.
Right.
And I'm like, new things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think tomorrow I will be free of Pathologic. I think I'm almost positive that tomorrow I will be done.
The way you describe it is like your last day on the job.
Dude, So my family, we went to London for 2 days. When you and Bronze had your episode, we were in London as a little family. And the whole time, if I was left by myself, I was thinking about shit that I still need to complete in that game.
That's really funny, is that you got a moment of freedom and you're like, I'm chained to the game. I cannot escape it.
It's because that game has like so many threads in it. And there's a thing, I'm going to try to talk about this as spoiler free as I can, but there's a thing that happened and I was like, I can fix this. I know I can. And really, like, previously, one of the characters had said something veiled along the lines of, like, you can't fix everything. You don't need to get involved in everything. Sometimes it's best to just leave it alone. And so a thing happened, and I was like, I think this is the thing I'm supposed to leave alone. So I left it alone. And then the entire time I was on vacation, I was like, I'm going to go back and fix it. And when I came back, I tried to fix it and I made everything so much worse. Like,
that sounds like you.
Shockingly worse. I was like, no. So I'm on, again, really quick, sorry, for anybody who doesn't know Pathologic, it's a game where you play as a healer who's trying to fix the plague in a small Russian town, and you have 12 days to do it. I'm on day 12 in Pathologic 3, and I was like, I think I'm gonna finish the game. I think I'm really close. But this game has done this thing to me where I'm like, I don't trust anything. Anything. So everybody in the game right now is like breaking the fourth wall, staring at me, being like, I guess this is the last time we'll meet. I guess this is the end, isn't it? And I'm like, is it? Now I don't know.
What did you do to this town? What? Like, when characters are turning to camera, like, I guess this is the end.
Bro.
Like, what did you do?
It's so...
Are they all gonna die? What did you do to these people?
I'm trying to remember. In Pathologic 2, do you have, like, a mind map of, like, everything that's going on when you're playing as Artemy? You don't remember? Okay. In Pathologic 3, you have each day, you have a map of all of the choices that you've made and everything that you've done, and it's so overwhelming. And when I come back to play it, I'm always like, fuck. And I go back and I look at these fucking maps, try to figure out what I was even doing. And anyway, I've gotten to the point now with this game where I want to be done with it, but also I've like played it for so long that I know I'll be sad when it's done. And also I'm convinced that when I've finished this last day, some other stupid bullshit is going to happen. So that's
I need
at.
You to know.
I'm going to try to finish it.
I need you to know.
Yes.
This is, you just let it go. Let it go. You can't save everyone. I've been there. I played Road to Empress. And when that poor monk.
Dude.
Poor monk.
I was reliving that. When I tell you, I was reliving that experience being like, I can fix it.
I can save him. The amount of reloads. The amount of.
Achievement being like. Welp, you tried. Like,
yes.
I stuck with
yes,
it for
same.
So long.
Until that point, I had exactly 2 deaths.
Yeah.
And then I died 5 times in a row trying to save that stupid monk. And I need everyone to know, sometimes you can't save a person. If they don't want to save themselves, you can't save them.
Sometimes you just can't save them. Ugh.
I see. Anyways. I saw Dodgers in a toxic relationship with Pathologic 3, and I believe that. I believe that.
No, you want to know how bad it is?
Toxic is the plague. Yes.
How bad? True. How bad it is the game does such a good job of like investing you in the people in the town that I keep catching myself being like, maybe when I'm done with this, I'll play Pathologic 2. But I know I'll hate it. I know I'll hate it, so I shouldn't play it. But I keep
why do you do this to yourself?
I thought I was going to hate Pathologic 3, and I've been obsessed with it for over a month.
But you also know, having played the previous Pathologics, they weren't your cup of tea.
I know.
You played them. You played them. And you know you didn't like them. I don't know what this is. Is this money? Is this you're going to make money?
I don't know.
You're doing
dude.
It for money? Who did you become?
I don't know, dude.
Who are you?
I don't know,
Next
dude.
Thing you know, you're going to be like, yeah, well, my AI bot chat wants me to play, so... Next thing, this is going to be on livestream fails with like a whole bunch of screens that show you're botting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys want
to... What happened to you?
You know what? I'm leaving Twitch. Come follow me over on Kick, where all I do is play survival games and gamble.
And survival games is basically gambling with your life, so like it checks out.
I'll open a loot box every now and then too.
to your thousands of bots that you paid for. Right,
bots
right, right.
Who watch me every day.
Because you know that pathologic money.
Pathologic money is too good to pass up, baby.
Yeah, baby. You got to make that green.
Oh, my God.
Mama needs her bankroll.
Oh, shoot. All right. We're at the hour mark. Was there another game you wanted to talk about or anything else you wanted to... touch on?
Well, I think for sure we should mention some of the upcoming games that are coming this week, because there's a ton. Really quickly, first off, it was just announced that apparently there's an Echo the Dolphin collection and a new game's coming with it, which is crazy.
Okay. A new Echo the Dolphin game?
Apparently it's by the team that made the original, and they're working on this new one. It comes with Echo the Dolphin Complete, which is going to include a speedrunning thing, achievements, leaderboards, all sorts of stuff. I'm blown away by that news. I was like, oh, okay, cool. That happened in the world. Apparently, they are lowering the price of Xbox Game Pass and removing Call of Duty. So I guess that confirms they raised the price of Xbox Game Pass because Call of Duty was on there, which is very funny. But also, we have a lot of games coming out. First off, today we have Titanium Court, which is a game that our good pal Bill Roper was talking about, and very cool stuff. Please go look that one up. Think retro, like Game Boy-esque, pretty neat looking. Kiln, the Double Fine make a pottery butt creature and then fight your friends, that comes out today as well. On the 27th, next week, hold on. I want to let you know I found something. Hold on.
Okay.
So you know how I have...
It's weird seeing
for the longest time, every time you talk about Moomin, I'm like, what the hell is a Moomin? I don't know anything about Moomins. Well, first off, Moomin Troll Winter's Warmth comes out April 27th. But more importantly, this past... couple weeks when I, you know, in order to de-stress, one of the things I like to do is clean. And so in the office, you can see I move stuff around. I like to clean. And so as I was stressing about all this other bullshit, I started going through old bins because I like to, you know, see what I've collected over the years. And I did not realize that in one of the bins, every time I said I don't know what a Moomin is, I've lied to you because I've had this guy in a bin the entire time. Given to me, I assume, by one of the troll people.
A stinky boy.
Yep. So I have this guy, and he's amazing. Been just in a bin right over here for that bin. So I have been separated by like not decade, but year of when I receive things.
Okay.
I've had this guy since almost 10 years. I lied to you. So I need you to know.
That's
this
amazing.
Little boy. Yeah.
Shout out
so
to whoever
right
gave you a stinky plush. I love that.
Yeah, I love that. So anyway, Moomin Winter Warmth, April 27th. On the 28th, Diablo Lord of Hatred releases. So all of you still Diabloing it, enjoy. Same with MotoGP 26, if you want to get your MotoGP on. And the fighting game Invincible Versus comes out next week as well. Then the incredibly interesting looking Inconbini, One Store Many Stories, which feels like a Dodger game, is coming out. And then the last one next week is Saros, the follow-up to the like absolutely ridiculous PlayStation 5. I think it was a launch. Was it a launch title? I can't remember. And now I looked over and saw the flashing effects and my brain just died. What the hell was the first game that came before Saros? Saros. What is that? What is that called? Oh my God. What? And you're the woman, you go through the house and then you
Returnal.
Thank you. Literally Twitch chat ADD'd me as we were doing this. Stuff started
they
to
wanted
appear
you to keep
and I was
talking
like,
about movements.
Clearly. Returnal. So it's the follow-up to that. It looks very cool. And for those of you who are very like into Eldritch Horror, seems very King in Yellow inspired. So we will see. But yeah, that's coming up. I will say there was a news story if you want to talk about it really quick because it made me laugh. Miyamoto says Peach's origin story is being changed to be that of the movie. And I think that's really funny. So in the movie, they give Peach a new origin story. And people on the internet were not pleased. And the funniest thing was,
I was like, double down.
Yeah, what's so funny is much like Link and Zelda and all, I didn't know they had any stories. I thought it was every game was kind of like, F it, we do what we do. I don't remember that being a thing. And yet people got so like, no, not my Peach. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? So, yeah.
She'd just be a princess, don't she?
Apparently, the new lore is that she's related. Basically, all the princesses are related, and Peach was put on the Toad world in order to hide, and then she was, like, clearly the best. She was like Rosaline and stuff was her older sister or whatever, but basically Peach was like, I'm tough, and I can save you, and I'm like, you know, girl power, and that's why they made her princess instead of her being a royal from the beginning. That's it. She like protected the Toads and the Toads were like, wow, you're the best. And that's it. That's it. That's the lore, which is barely lore. But people are like, no, not much. And I'm like, who cares? It'll be changed by the next game. Just like Legend of Zelda.
Bring back,
it'll
bring
change
back
completely.
Not explaining anything.
That's people ask Miyamoto. They're like, it's so funny. Cause people ask Miyamoto. They were like, hey, like, did you think about this? Was this lore in the background? And he's like, we have never once thought about the lore for these characters. I was like, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
The only reason somebody had to think about it is because they were like, what if a movie?
yeah. They were like, we got to put, it's, yeah. And again, it's pretty funny because they were also like, same thing for Zelda. We were not thinking about, like, that's why everyone's different. And sure, we tried to make some wacky timeline, but like, it's whatever. And I'm like, yes, that's right. That's right. Let's keep it that way.
That's but, so funny.
People deserve answers. Anyway, that is it.
Fantastic. Jesse, what have you got going on this week aside from going to FanFest?
Boy, oh boy. Well, when I get back, my plan, so help me God, is to get through some of these games. I would love to do that. It would be just the greatest. And then not this Saturday, but May the 2nd, which would be next Saturday.
I was going to say, still a Saturday, yeah.
Still a Saturday, is a delightful, delightful showcase that you and I are a part of, and it's going to be so much fun. Interface X is a showcase where it's a bunch of video games that are kind of like, I'm sitting at a PC playing this game. Vibe.
Operating system,
so it's that,
sort of.
Yeah. And it's so well put together, and like the graphics pack, everything about it's great. And it's Dodger, myself, a whole cadre of lovely talent. It's good stuff. And so that, look.
I'm looking.
I don't want to like give some background, like our private conversations, but we had a moment where we realized like, we may be hard on ourselves and say that we're big goobers, but we're kind of fucking good at this. We were like, girl,
we have
good
built
at
up a skill set, you and I.
we have skills. It's very, very narrow and defined, but we have that. And honestly, I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us too. Yeah. It's good to put yourself into a position sometimes where you're like, oh, I know exactly what's going on here and exactly what is required of me. Yeah.
Yes. Go into a thing and be like, no, we know what to do. We don't, don't worry about it. We got it figured out. We'll do it. And it works somehow. Honestly, look at us. Look at us.
Proud of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely tune into that. May 2nd, Jesse will be hosting that on his channel, I believe.
Yes, it'll be, everyone will be linked, so it'll be one of those big, like, stream together things. But it'll be originally broadcast on my Twitch, and then it'll be up on the old YouTubes afterwards. Yeah, so if you don't want to sit in my chat and talk to any of my weird goobers, you can sit in Dodger's chat.
There are other weird
goobers. Talk to my weird goobers. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. I'm sorry that this had to be a shorter episode. Jessup's off to FanFest, and I gotta go get my kiddo. But we hope that you've enjoyed nonetheless. If you would like to watch other Geekenders episodes, you can find them at youtube.com/JesseCox. We are also on all of the podcasting sites and apps. So please check us out there if you would like. Take care of yourselves. Have an amazing weekend and week, and we will see you next time. So long.
Forever.
Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger. What up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast, without a doubt.